Kevin Cronlund is a cranberry farmer in Spooner, Wisconsin, and he has an interesting hobby. The Pioneer Press had a story on this last week, and it definitely got our curiosity going here at Ricey & Company. He collects wonderful World War II military vehicles, tanks. There's a picture of him driving his tank across a M20. Well, that might not be a tank. Yeah. Is that a tank, Kevin, that's going across the ice there?
No, actually, that's a Studebaker Weasel.
And what did we do, move troops with this or what?
Yep, they were used just about in all theaters of the war for transporting soldiers through soft, muddy or snowy conditions.
Kevin, what is your wife's name?
Taya.
And she's going straight to heaven, I presume, letting you have this hobby, huh?
Oh, yeah, she's very supportive.
That's good. Although you do point out in this article that there was a point when she wasn't terribly supportive when you were when you were restoring the amphibious vehicle and got a little expensive.
Well, that was actually one of the other members of
okay.
That was
excuse
John
me.
Marner and his restoration project on his duck.
Okay. Have you ever had one of those?
Oh, yeah, we have one. Yep.
Okay. Those are amazing machine. They hit Omaha Beach in the South Pacific and everywhere in these. How many of them are still floating around?
Well, there's quite a few. Of course, you know, everybody's familiar with the Wisconsin Dells duck ride, so there's a lot of commercial operations that used them after the war and put them into use. We actually, last fall, we have a get-together up here in Spooner, always the second Saturday in September, and we had a 91-year-old veteran from actually down in your area. He's from near the cities that operated the ducks on the D-Day landings, and we actually had him up here and took our duck out in the lake and still remembered how to run everything and took a lot of people for rides. So the young people and the old people alike, everybody enjoys seeing these old restored vehicles.
Kevin, this is Jay. Do you take that Studebaker out ice fishing?
Well, no, I'm not much of a fisherman, but it would work great.
Oh, I'd love to pull up with that thing with my buddies. Can I borrow that some weekend next
sure.
year? I'd like to try that with them. They'd get a kick out of that.
We actually have one that's amphibious, so it would float. So if you went out and you fell through, you'd still be safe.
Okay, good.
Hey, Kevin, how come there are only a dozen Sherman tanks around that are functioning anyway?
Well, after the war, most of them were cut up for scrap. You know, there wasn't much of a commercial use for the tank. Some were made into bulldozers, and I don't know if you've ever watched the program Axemen that you see on TV. And some of the lower units of the tanks were used for logging operations in Oregon and Canada. But you know, people weren't going to go out and buy a Sherman tank to run down to the grocery store. So.
Was the Sherman tank the most mass-produced, quickest-produced tank ever in the history of civilization?
Oh, I don't know about that, but for the American effort, you know, it was the most mass-produced tank that we had. It was a medium tank, and, you know, we basically outnumbered the Germans by being able to outproduce them about 4-1. So,
where was the main place they cranked those out, or did they?
I believe most of them were made at the Detroit Tank Arsenal in Michigan.
Man alive, those! I don't think we would have taken care of the Huns quite like we did without the Sherman tank.
No, it was General Patton. You know, was the one that made it famous, and it did a good job.
Kevin, it sounds like you found a gem in Barnum, Minnesota. What'd you find there?
Well, that's where I acquired my amphibious Jeep, which is just a regular quarter-ton Jeep, and it's built by Ford Motor Company, and it's on the quarter-ton chassis, and it was just a amphibious Jeep, and which is one of the more sought-after, desired military vehicles in the hobby, and I was lucky enough to hear about it and finally tracked it down and was able to make a deal with an older gentleman, and he actually had two of them. So there was two of them had been in this building for years, and one was completely apart, and the other one was pretty in disrepair, but we were able to save them. And I restored one, and the other one's in New Jersey, just about done now. So,
how much is that thing worth now, though?
Oh, I would say probably around $100,000. But
wow,
yeah. Most of us in this hobby, you know, we're not really in it for the investment. Although it's been a good investment, better than the stock market. But it's we collect and restore these vehicles to honor the veterans that used them and keep their memory alive.
Cool. This picture of you with the 50 cal anti-aircraft gun,
mm-hmm.
that ought to be fun deer hunting, huh?
Oh, yeah. Makes an excellent portable deer stand.
How did you come across that? That's pretty cool.
Well, there's I imported that from Europe. It was, Europe is, you know, after the war, that was where we left most of the stuff, so mm-hmm. a lot of the good stuff is... The collectors go overseas and find it in the European countries.
Kevin Cronlund, he's a cranberry farmer from Spooner, Wisconsin, and also a collector of some wonderful World War II hardware. Sammy Aki, your great uncle, was killed on a destroyer in the Pacific in 1944. Where was that? Where did that occur?
It was in the Gulf of Samar, I believe, and... You know, the USS Johnston was the destroyer, and they were called the Tin Can Sailor. So,
and your father was a tank commander. Which where was he?
He was in the Wisconsin National Guard.
Okay,
and he was a tank. They started out in the actual M4A3 Sherman, just like the one I have in my collection.
And Fort McCoy was that I understand there was some good stuff floating around Fort McCoy. Huh?
Yep. There was. Fort McCoy was an area where they surplused a lot of equipment along with Camp Ripley up in northern Minnesota. So a lot of the stuff was sold, surplus by the government, and over the years the collectors have been able to gather some of it back up and put it back into its original military configuration and just